Thanksgiving in the Anthropocene. Thank you, instant mashed potatoes. Your bland taste makes me feel like an average American. Thank you, incarcerated Americans, for filling the labor shortage and packing potatoes in Idaho. Thank you, canned cranberry sauce, for your gelatinous curves. Thank you, Ojibwe tribe in Wisconsin. Your lake is now polluted with phosphate-laden discharge from nearby cranberry bogs. Thank you, crisp green beans. You are my excuse for eating apple pie a la mode later. Thank you, indigenous migrant workers, for picking the beans in Mexico's farm belt. May your children survive the season. Thank you, NAFTA, for making life dirt cheap. Thank you, Butterball Turkey, for the word butterball, which I repeat all day, butterball, 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 because it helps me swallow the bones of genocide. Thank you, dark meat, for being so juicy. No offense, dry and fragile white meat, you matter too. Thank you, 90 million factory farm turkeys, for giving your lives during the holidays. Thank you, factory farm workers, for clipping turkey toes and beaks so they don't scratch and peck each other in overcrowded, dark sheds. Thank you, genetic engineering and antibiotics, for accelerating their growth. Thank you, stunning tank, for immobilizing most of the turkeys hanging upside down by crippled legs. Thank you, stainless steel knives, for your sharpened edge and thirst for throat. Thank you, defeathering tank, for your scalding hot water, for finally killing the last still conscious turkeys. Thank you, turkey tails, for feeding Pacific Islanders all year round. Thank you, Empire of Slaughter, for never wasting your fatty leftovers. Thank you, tryptophan, for the promise of an afternoon nap. I really need it. Thank you, store-bought stuffing, for your ambiguously ethnic flavor. You remind me that I'm not an average American. Thank you, gravy, for being hot off the boat and the most beautiful brown. Thank you, dear readers, for joining me at the table of this poem. Please join hands, bow your heads, and repeat after me. Let us bless the hands that harvest and butcher our food. Bless the hands that drive delivery trucks and stock grocery shelves. Bless the hands that cooked and paid for this meal. Bless the hands that bind our hands and force feed our endless mouth. May we forgive each other and be forgiven.